The date for the reconstitution of the Council for the University of Education at Winneba is 29th of June 2016.
Mr. Speaker, I beg to ask the Minister of Education whether she is aware that the previous Council's tenure expired in 2013 and that under Section 8 of the Enabling Act, she has no set power to even extend the mandate of the Council. And if she is aware, then what and how has the Governing Council been exercising its functions from 2013 to date?
Honourable Minister.
One of the first things we did in early 2013 was to draw a calendar of all the expiry dates of all our councils, and at the same time take into consideration that this is a time to establish the permanent councils of all our colleges of education, which still had temporary councils. So we are very much aware that it was in November of 2013 that the Council of the University of Education at Winneba was going to expire. At the beginning of 2013, we are all aware of a number of challenges that were going on legally regarding elections and so on. The directive came from the central government that all councils whose terms were going to expire should hold on. They were not extensions, but they were mandated to carry on their responsibilities until new councils were established.
Mr. Speaker, I would like to know whether she is aware as to whether some principal officers have been appointed since 2013 after the expiration of the tenure of the previous council, as well as the award of degrees, diplomas, and conferment of professorship within the same period, and if so, which body authorized him?
I'd like to believe that the appointment of the persons he's talking about includes even the current vice chancellor. Insofar as there is a council in place whose mandate has not been terminated, that council is expected to continue with their responsibilities to ensure that there's seamless transition in the universities.